You don't want to just say one ara on the last Rambam Hilchos Mikvois. The last Rambam Hilchos Mikvois, he says, I just say ara on it. Now it says, he says like this, Dover, a bar of a goli, Shatumais Vataharais, Xeris Akosavim. This is Dover, a bar of a goli, it's clear that Xeris Akosavim, in a midvorim, Shadaito Shadam Achraata, you can understand the very Mechal Achukim. V'chein ha-tvila min ha-tumais, Mechal Achukim, and tvila from Tuma is a chayk. Sheina Tuma titoy tzayar shetaver b'mayin. It's not going to get clean physically from the water. It's not the type of thing that can get clean from water. El exeris akosafi. Exeris akosafi. And what's the halacha? V'adavar toli b'kavanas aleiv. And the tefillah is toli b'kavanas aleiv. What does he mean over here? Because the lefikach amu chachamim tava v'lai huchsa kilu loy tava. So this is Shrei Zach, what he's talking about over here, because he's talking about Yud Ches Dover, which says that Tavol V'loi Hechzik means L'maiser, L'truma, L'kodshim. So here he's not talking about, he's talking about Dover Bar V'gol, Yer Sekosavein, as it was up to do with Yud Ches Dover. So, okay, so Achronim basically say that the pshat is that if in the Yud Ches Dover it says that if you machaven for Maiser, you become Tor for Maiser, that means that the kavana they have goes into the tefillah and touches it up. Nevas by chulin, this kind of a built-in kavana, but there also has to be a kavana latayer some degree. And otherwise, how could it touch up the tefillah based on kavana? But kavana, the kavana goes gaiterayim into the tahara of the tefillah. The etzim kavana goes in apparently. That's okay. That's the chora what he's saying. But kaponim zakter that you see from tefillah, the whole idea, the inyan that the Rambam is bringing out, is you need kavana l'tahir. And therefore, tovav lo yuchzak kihu lo tovav. V'afa pikein remez yesh v'davar. And on this, there's a remez, and the whole remez is going to be from this nekudah. K'shem shemachavin liboy l'tahir. If you machavin liboy l'tahir, kivin shetovav tar, once he does a tefillah tar, v'afa bishlo nischadish begufa davar. Sounds like the chiddush is that there's not neschadish begufa anything. So kach mechavin liboy l'tayr nafshay mitumas nefashos. If you're mechavin liboy to matar yourself from tumas nefashos, what's tumas nefashos? Machshavos. And I read this word ha'oin. Bad machshavos v'deyos harois. Bad midos and deyos and bad machshavos. So same thing. Kiv and shehiskin beliba lifroish ma'os and dvarim. Once he's mechavin liba to be parish from those things, he wants a tahara from those things. And then he does a tefillah. What's the tefillah? Vehevi nafshe b'mei hadas tar. That's the tahara. Harayu oimer etc. So the Velch seems to take out of the Rambam a very simple thing that the Rambam is learning is that the remez is that the ma'ase tefillah is a metaher. So too, a tefillah b'mei hadas, which is referring to Torah, so the tefillah b'mei hadas is metaher the person. And b'meila, a person is mistaher when he becomes tovel, and he's oisik, and he's shokeya himself in Talmud Torah. It's the basic, what the Bel takes out of the Rambam. Memela, there's a lot of nekudas from that alone. First of all, for example, that a person has to be shakua in it, can't be half in, half out, like a tefillah. The way it works is that a person has to be shakua in it. Person has to be, there can't be a chatzitza in it. What's a chatzitza? A chatzitza is something he's makpin on. So Chaim Volozhiner says in the Mishnah of Pasam Melech Toichal, so he asks, why is it talking about Blashan Osid? So he says, that the pshat is that a person doesn't have to go run after Pasma Melech necessarily. He has what he has, is okay. And he has more than Mayim B'Mesura. So now he can't be Koinek B'Yakar Shal Torah because he has more. It has to be, Toichal means he has to be willing that even if he would come to Pasam Melech or Mayim B'Mesura, that he would still be Isaac B'Torah. Because he's not Mechubar to that. He doesn't need that. He's not totally in that. So he's not Machbet on it. Mashen Gitarat Amel, you don't say that, you know, now I can get away. It's an easy sugi, I can get away without a Melech. Tarat Amel is even now, even if you don't need it, you always have to be Amel. Okay, that's what he says. But the point is that a person can't be that he's tolling something else. If he's tolling something else and he's makbid on it, so then that creates, he needs something else, or something else that he needs.
Rubish
and makbid also. Huh? Hey. 100%. So, that the Chazon HaShem could be that you're not in the mikvah b'chol. By Rubin. Me, you're in the mikvah. So he also says over here that okay, okay, but Lamai said there's a whole other part that's very nice. It's very geshmaka, gevaldika, zach. The Rambam I'm saying is that there's a tefillah b'mei hadas and all that. But Lamai said it's not the ikar point of the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, what he's bringing out is a very dakas dik in the kuda. I'm not saying I have a good shot in this, but I was reading, going over this, trying to break open what he's saying over here. But he's saying an unbelievable zach over here. He's bringing out a very specific nekuda. He's saying that lemaisa tuma v'tahar is gezeirus kol. It doesn't make sense. And you go into the mikvah, nothing happens. And for care, titanarik, I mean, many times it's even worse than you started. So it's not helping. It's not helping that, right? So what's the nekuda? The nekuda is adar toli b'kavana salev. That means tava v'loy hochzak ilu loy tava. Be'etzem, he needs to come with kavana to become tar. That's the ikar zach of the tvila. And norvas, when he's mechavin latayer, kivan should tava al tar. V'afal pishlan is chadish v'gufay dover. It means nothing changed, nothing happened, and it's all tolling his kavana. So then, what does he need the tvila for? So it's all tolling his kavana. So the tefillah is not mechadesh hashinri begufay, and the tefillah doesn't really do anything. But the exact kasav is that if he has kavana, then all of a sudden the tefillah now can bring out the kavana that now becomes tar. Mikoyach is kavana latayer. He's focusing on this kavana latayer that the exact kasav is that even though the tefillah doesn't make hashinri begufay, really what's being mishtane is the kavana, and that's why he's specifically talking. The Achronim point out he's only talking about the ikur. He's talking about is the discussion that comes from tumis of machshava of midos of lev, and in those things. So he's saying is the person has to have kavana latayer, and that's the ikur. There's a gzeirus kasuv. You would think maybe the way you get rid of tumah is you want to become tar. Okay, so I want to become tar. So zakte the gzeirus kasuv. He has to be toivah b'mikvah, but the ikur is the kavana salev. So zok there, and that's what's mashma. Kivan shetov kishim shamechavin liboy latayr. Kivan shetov al tar. Ava pishul in his chadish begufay davar. Kach hamechavin liboy latayr nafshim betumas anafashes shehein. These machshavas and days are kivan shehiskin beliboy lifresh. He wants to become tar. Then hevi nafshim bemeadas tar.
To say is that the way the Torah is mitayer the person, it's not this. The simple thing is this is not saying the whole point of the Rambam. The Rambam say it's true. The Rambam calls being shekel oneself in me'adas of Torah is a tefila, but he's mashma that there has to be something before that. That the ikur chiddush over here is that ken zayin that with no desire for a person to shtayg, if a person doesn't want that the Torah should change him and be metayer him, and he doesn't come with the attitude that the Torah should make an impact on him, so then taka doesn't work. It doesn't. It's not only with that alone that he's shakeh himself. Like we said from before Shavuos, we spoke at the Goyin's Pshat over there. He mentioned it like last night. The Goyin's Pshat over there in Sabbath of Beitun, and they asked about the peg, whatever. That Klal Yisrael's Nasav Nishma is that we're going to mekabel Torah, but even that we're willing to let the Torah change us. That's the Ikur Nekuda. The Ikur Nekuda is a person's attitude to coming to learn has to be that I'm coming to allow the Torah to make an impact on my neshama because I want to shtayg. If he wants to shtayg, then the Tevila now brings it out. And that's what Gurin says if a person is balakat, if a person's whole attitude in learning is not with that, so itaka doesn't work. So the person comes with bad midas. So then, but Lemaisa says also Torah Machzir Lemutav. The Teretz is that if a person comes with bad midas, he starts with bad midas, and he doesn't want the Torah to change his bad midas. So then, itaka doesn't. But the person comes and he's not perfect.
but he's bolatayr and he's hiskin b'libay lifraish.
He says, but he doesn't know how. But he knows that if he learns, this is what he's told. This is what he's told. That you know, a person shaker themselves, then the tahara happens. Then taka the tahara happens.
So the Rambam, he's taka saying that there's a tefila b'mei adas that's matar the person, but that's not the ikar of the Rambam. The ikar is the. It sounds like to me the ikar is the nekuda before that. Is that he has to be mechavan libo? That's the whole stress. He has to be wanting that the Torah should make an impact on him. If he wants that, then the taka, then it could taka be a tefillah. Then kol anal. Then the wanting by itself for sure doesn't do anything. It's taka true because he needs the tefillah. He needs the tefillah and everything we spoke with the chatzitza, the whole tefillah. But the ikar is that he wants to be coming to use the tefillah to become mitar himself. The Rambam's lashon over here is the heavy naf should be me'adas potar. So quoted, b'shem, it's from others, that he means over here, b'mei adas, he means this inyan of that Torah cleans a person's das, and makes him have a das Torah. So I heard one time, I'm this tekuda from, someone said it over to me. So he said that everything they told me from some friend from Gershon Ribner. So someone said, and Moshe Lerfield told me that he asked his uncle Rabbi Shlomo Eichenstein when he was in Eretz in the 1980s or whatever, and Shach Zagad Adar, and that's Rav Shach, and there was other big Talmidei Chachamim. That were not followed by anybody. They weren't considered to have the proper das Torah. So he asked his uncle. He said, "Maishna, because the other ones are taka bigger lamden and knows more than Rishach even. So why is so?" He said the same thing. He said, "Das Torah is not what about. Das Torah is not about what you do know. Das Torah is about what you don't know. Meaning, if a person." Is Talmid Chacham is also a professor, also knows a lot of other things. So then, the Das Torah is not Das Torah. If a person is shaker themselves, all they know is Torah, then their whole Das is Das Torah. The word is it's not how much you do know; it's not how much you don't know. That's his word. If a person is called Kulei Torah, then his Das is Das Torah. So he said that's what the Rambam is saying over here, and that's the Tevila of the Man Das. If a person is Chaver themselves. So that comes the clarity, and that's where the tefillah is. But it's kol zeh is with the idea that he's willing to let it clean himself. He has to be willing to let it make an impact, and coming with that mahalach to allow him to shteig, and that's the remez and stone that the Rambam is saying that we could shteig from. Okay.